And now, James Gravel.
Anytime we discuss the problem of evil, pain, and suffering, there is one important area that must not be overlooked: the sovereignty of God. By the phrase sovereignty of God, we mean that God is in control. He is the God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, Deuteronomy 10, verse 17. He is the Almighty, whose purposes cannot be restrained, Job 42, verse 2. As Isaiah 64, 8 points out, He is the potter and we are the clay. He is the creator and we are the created. The Old Testament character Job provides an excellent case study in God's sovereignty. Job accused God of all sorts of unseemly attitudes and actions, including judging Job falsely, persecuting him, not sending appropriate judgments upon the wicked, and ignoring all of Job's good works. In essence, Job's cry, like our own today, on so many occasions seems to have been, "Why, God? Why?" God's response was to ask Job some intensely probing questions, such as, "Shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Will you annul my judgment? Would you condemn me that you may be justified?" Job 42 and verse 8. Job had incorrectly assumed that because he was suffering, God somehow was at fault. In a similar fashion, Job's three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, incorrectly assumed that Job was suffering due to some terrible sin that he had committed, an erroneous presumption, by the way, for which God later chastised them. Although Elihu incorrectly criticized Job, he nevertheless got the point right. He unhesitatingly affirmed the sovereignty of God when he asked, "Why do you contend with him? For he does not give an accounting of any of his words," Job 33, verse 13. We today must not overlook or minimize Elihu's correct assessment. The truth of the matter is that God always is in control. Isaiah wrote on God's behalf, "I am God, and there is none like me. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor has taught him?" Isaiah 46, 9 through 10, and 40, verse 13. And as Genesis 18:25 reminds us, the judge of all the earth will do that which is right.